That would have been about 48,
49. No, that was not until 1952. And I entered there in 1952 and went on what they called then the accelerated program, which most law schools still have. I don't know whether Michigan still does or not. 3 summers and 2 years. And I started in the summer of 1952 and finished in the summer of 1954. 3 summer terms and 2 full academic, regular academic years. So I guess there must have been in my mind some urgency, but I was about 4 or 5 years older, you see, than all of my classmates. Most of them had not been in World War II because they were too young. And I was 18 when I went in myself. I was young. But because of the time that I had worked at Michigan State and the 2 years that I was out and in the Army, I was 5 years or so older than all of my classmates. And so I kind of had the feeling I want to get done as fast as I can. So I stayed on that accelerated program and finished up. Well, what to do? I always have sort of had in mind that I guess that if it works out right, one goes back to one's hometown to practice law. So when I finished law school and took the bar exam, it took as long then to find out whether you passed the bar as it does now. I took it in July and found out in December then that I had passed, and I got sworn in to the bar, and I had made all the plans to practice law in Grand Ledge. I had gone so far as, on sheer faith that I was going to practice, to have stationery printed and rent an office and fix that up, so as soon as I found out that I had passed and could practice, I could open up. Well, as it turned out, I did pass, and I was sworn in very late December of that of 1954, and opened up an office in January of 1955. Well, I had a general practice in Grand Ledge. I suppose there were a few people that were waiting for me to get through law school, but not too many. But, you know, business began to come. It's always slow when you start up on your own. And in January of 1955, I got a very interesting telephone call. And it was from then-to-be Representative Charles Chamberlain of Ingham County. And he had been elected to Congress. And up until that time, he had practiced nights. He'd been prosecutor and things like that here in Ingham County. But he'd also had a job with the Senate, which was called legal counsel to the Senate. They had one lawyer on payroll then, in those days, generally somebody relatively fresh out of law school, and you were assigned to the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee. You really had more connection with the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee than anybody else, though the title of the job was legal counsel to the Senate. Job consisted of research for the Judiciary Committee and things like that. And Representative Chamberlain called me up one day and asked me if I was interested in a part-time job with the legislature. And I said, well, what? I mean, he didn't even reveal what it was. Well, it turned out that he had had this job up until this time. The chairman of the Judiciary Committee, Senate Judiciary Committee, was Senator Harry Hittle from Lansing. And he had told then Representative Chamberlain, find a replacement for yourself. Find me somebody to take this job. And Representative Chamberlain had not buckled right down and found somebody immediately, and here it was about time for the session to start. He was leaving And